Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is a Friday. Welcome to the Business News Hour, and Friday fun is all in with Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed. We're going to be talking about stuff to do in the metro because City View knows what to do.
Is it Friday?
It is. Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Feels like a Thursday.
Only two more working days till Monday.
It is a Friday, Jeff.
Yeah.
Celebrate by doing these things.
That's right.
Celebrate. Yeah.
You guys got a lot of facial hair going on. Mm-hmm. What the heck's going on?
Well, I think it's mostly Jeff. I've had this for a sec, but
yeah, I know.
Jeff pops out of the car, and I said, how cold is your face getting these days, right?
Yeah. I've been shaved in 24 hours.
Wow.
Is that it?
Yeah.
This is months.
And he doesn't even take capsules of testosterone.
Like
testosterone. Yeah. like you, yeah.
A daily one, yeah.
I donate.
You donate.
Yeah. He donates to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, hi, I'm Jeff Pitts. I got extra.
Gun show tonight.
That's every day for Jeff Pitts.
Which way is the beach?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, Iowa State Fairgrounds, Friday through Sunday.
I've been waiting for this for months.
Yeah?
It's a sure sign. It's Iowa, and it's coming to be spring. The gun show's here.
The gun show. You guys going?
Oh, yeah. Camping up, man. Getting deals. I'll take that Uzi and
what
that
does
grenade
go on
launcher.
At the gun show? Like, are there deals? Are you looking for a deal on a gun, or are you looking for rare stuff that's not available?
You got firearms. You got to get firearms, man.
Yeah,
government's coming to get us. We gotta load up. Come on.
Careful, Michael. Careful.
They're coming. I'm telling you.
You got 1 week.
You don't want to get the wrong people on.
We got 1 week to go.
We just got on every FBI and CIA list.
Here they come. I'm telling
you. Last chance.
Yeah.
You won't be able to walk through airport security without getting strip searched.
Helicopters.
Is that
the
effect?
That's the effect, yeah. The black helicopters are in the sky now. Get those. Go to the gun show.
Or the comic book convention.
Oh, well, there you go.
Very similar demographic. Des Moines Comic Book Convention Saturday at Adventureland Inn. Comics from real old to present day will be available with a variety of related collectibles.
Oh. Huh.
Figurines.
Cars.
Books. Yeah.
Books, yeah.
Do you guys ever collect
comic books?
Yeah.
No.
For a very brief window in college.
I have three comic books in the other office.
What are they?
They're called The American Way. And a friend of mine, all right, Tim Lloyd, if you're listening, Tim, thank you very much for handing those to me about a year ago, and I promised I'd get it back to him. But I opened one up to try to figure out what the hell it was about.
Yeah.
I cannot get it. I don't understand.
Hmm.
I don't understand. I just don't.
You can't,
it. I'm into, like, Batman but the old Superman stuff, you know? And this is going just weird stuff. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah. It's just American Way is what it's called.
So that's not a very ringing endorsement.
Probably the comic book. I'm going to the gun show. I'm down. Mount up.
And also at the state fairgrounds. More than just guns.
What?
Archery state tournament.
Oh, see, there you go.
It's gonna be like cowboys and Native Americans.
You know, I instructed archery for 2 summers at a summer camp.
Did you?
So I think I'm going to enroll.
You should go. Well, you can't enroll. you have to be somebody.
Listen, if I say that if I say I instructed archery for six total months in northern Minnesota, they'll let me in.
Oh. Right this way, Mr. Reed.
And I'll get last place.
Parker Reed, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be appearing this weekend.
Nice. So, yeah, I know a thing or two.
So we got all kinds of deadly things going on at the state fair.
A lot of projectiles.
Projectiles.
And high-performance swap meet and trade show.
What?
All three.
All this is going on?
It's a trio.
What is a high-performance?
Where did that? Oh, that's the same day. Okay.
What's a high-performance? Is that like cars or something?
I think it's toys.
Oh.
No. Oh, this is wild. Wait, it's 39th high-performance swap meet and trade show. It's like... Yeah, it's for automobiles, high performance.
Cool. Man,
if I remember,
you talk about testosterone.
Yeah.
We got it all at this Iowa State Fairgrounds.
Guns, archery.
Bows and arrows. cars.
You just hit all three of them.
I know. You just walk around all day long out there at the state fairgrounds. Oh, yeah, this is me, man. Yeah, come on.
Next week, his voice will be even lower.
Yeah.
Won't even register.
And he'll have more hair on his face.
Yeah, it'll be down to here.
You're right. Abe Lincoln.
God willing. All right. The Barnstormers, home opener.
Now, they are defending their indoor championship, right?
Defending the United Bowl Championship. So they're looking to defend the title, led by head coach Dixie Wooten. Kickoff against Green Bay, 7:05 Saturday night at the Well.
Let's do it.
You know, I'm always interested. From what I understand, the people that play the game, the players, are not compensated very well. That's what I understand. Is that accurate, Jeff? Do you know?
At this level, they get – depends how you define very well. I mean, a lot of them have jobs or other jobs.
I mean, is it $50 a game or something like that?
It's more than that, but it's not a ton.
Now, it pales in comparison to the hockey team. You know, hockey guys are – yeah, they make six figures easy.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I was just kind of curious.
Yep. It's, I mean, they're working their way up. It's
or down.
Minor league football. Or down. Yeah. But, yeah, they won the title last year. Home opener this year, Saturday night. Also Saturday night.
Dixie Wooten. I like
that. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Iowa State men's basketball. I heard.
Yeah.
Well, I had a source that said Big 12 title for the Clones.
That's what I heard.
I did say those words.
And today? Not so much.
They are not close.
Yeah, okay.
Sinking like a boat anchor.
at the time, I said that I believe they were top three, but now they are firmly in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, well, what about Iowa?
I haven't looked. I don't care.
Also sinking like a boat anchor.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
You know, they hit a couple last-second shots, and they get hyped up for a couple weeks. But so they're playing Texas Tech, the Cyclones, at home at Hilton, who – you know, if we play anything like we did against West Virginia, it's not going to go well.
Them boys in West Virginia can play that basketball.
They really can.
Mm-hmm. Not this year.
Which makes it worse. But yeah, I believe that's the final regular season game for the Cyclones.
Yeah,
at home, so that's cool. And then Big 12 tournament next weekend.
Right. And then NCAA is coming to town.
That's right. Should be good. Hopefully one of either Iowa or Iowa State will be there. Okay, Sunday. At the Botanical Center. You know the
Botanical
drill.
Blues?
Botanical Blues. Jody Bodley and Dewey Cantrell.
Yeah, I'm into the Botanical Center. I went there a couple weeks ago.
It was warm.
I told you. It was warm. I didn't see the bands playing, though. But a friend of mine does play in a band called something in the Stuttering Jimmies or Stuttering. Anyway, they played at the Botanical Center, and they said they really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's. For many reasons, people like the Botanical Center. It's cold outside, and it's warm in there.
Yeah, and it's kind of a really intimate gathering, you know? I mean, people are close in, and you can kind of schmooze with the audience, and it's kind of fun.
Tropical paradise, even
it
when
is.
It's negative.
Now, what they should do is, like, have, you know, Jamaican music or something going. Wouldn't that be fun?
Maybe one of these could be that.
It could be, you know. Steel drums and the whole thing. I love steel drums.
Jeff, are you good at the steel drums?
I dominate steel drums. Yeah.
I'm sure.
If I got you that for your birthday, would you perform a concert for us?
I'd probably put them on eBay.
It's very rude.
It's re-gift. All right. Yeah, so we got Botanical Blues going on Sunday.
Next week, Iowa Wolves run a gun against the Austin Spurs. Tips at 7 p.m. at the Well. We got a lot of big-time things going at the Well this week.
Yeah.
Including next Thursday, we have Blake Shelton, Friends and Heroes Tour.
Blake School, yeah.
You know, it doesn't get much bigger in terms of the country realm.
Right.
You know.
In the course of history, who's going to be bigger, Blake Shelton or Kansas?
Oh, boy. Well, it depends. It depends on where, you know? I mean, Blake Shelton kind of rules the world.
Blake Shelton is in the internet age where he's on the TV show.
Right.
You know, he has a lot of exposure, you know, via social media.
And the guys from Kansas are old.
And that immediately discredits
them. Yeah, exactly. Well, look at me. You know, nobody takes me seriously. I said, oh, well, yeah, just feed them some peanuts and let them go over there and sit down. You know, give him some peanuts. He'll feed the pigeons or something. You know, leave him alone.
People feed. People give you peanuts a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
You fly a lot, baby.
No, they just say go feed the pigeons or something. Get out of my way.
Sure to be a spectacle. Blake Shelton Thursday night.
All right.
At the well.
With special guests Laura and Elena. Just saying.
All right.
No idea who that is. More fairgrounds next week.
We got the, oh my God, sorry. We have the M2.
What?
Sorry, you're going to have to help me with this one.
M2 Masonry Seminar.
What?
It's going to be hot.
So besides that, on March 14th, we have the Iowa Select Draft Horse Auction.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Oh, hey, wait.
What is a draft horse?
A draft horse is a big horse that pulls stuff around. Wait a minute. Isn't the Iowa Horse Fair coming up? Did I just not see that?
Where would it be?
Out of the fairgrounds.
I didn't see it on there.
Okay.
At the well.
Yeah, at the well. Yeah. All right. Well, because you said draft horses, I think that's coming up. Yeah. I think.
Maybe this auction's at the.
It's fair. I know when it is. It's the end of the month. So okay. Never mind. It's not on your thing. It's coming up the end of the month, the Iowa Horse Fair.
Look forward to a future episode.
Yeah, that's right.
And then also next week, Tuesday, Iowa Wild, rounding out the sports menu.
For all of those local sports fans, we got plenty. All at the well. You can camp out if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's cold as hell.
And some people do. I've seen them.
Do you?
Oh, no. But I've seen people, they get little tents out there.
I plow my driveway and I stay inside.
That's right. That's right.
I think those people are called homeless.
Oh, they're not going to the well for the game. I see.
Maybe I'm just
kidding. Yeah. All right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Parker Reed and Jeff Pitts talking about stuff to do in the Metro. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Yofi.
All right, Yofi's in. Yofi's in. Yeah. Yofi's looking, everybody. Yeah, well. All right, for all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, thank you guys for coming by with the news from City View. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Jeff and for Parker, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.